All right, we are back. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. We're in studio right now with the Lander Mayor, Monty Richardson, and the Lander Chief of Police, Scott Peters. Fellas, how are we doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing, Vince? Thanks for having us on.
Appreciate you coming on.
Doing good, Vince.
Thank you, Scott. Guys, I really appreciate you coming on today. We got a lot to talk about, it seems like. We had a council meeting last night. There's mountain lions roaming all over Lander within... I'm just kidding. we did get that report yesterday that there was a mountain lion presence in Lander. I figured we'd talk about that and maybe some of the other bullet points from the meeting. But yeah, so what's on your mind today, Mayor?
Well, I just come in to talk a little bit. We had a council meeting last night and approved grants for the radios for the fire department and stuff. That was a $202,000 grant. So
they've needed those radios for a minute now.
Yeah,
right?
we've been in failure. The chief just got the police department handhelds. We're still working on their portables, and it's quite an ordeal to get all this stuff fixed that has been, you know, I want to say, let go or hasn't had the money to fix in the past. So
well, then right now with all the prices of materials and shipping issues, right. I'm sure that's been creating some concern.
Right. So, but like last night at the council meeting, just changed topics a little bit. We had Tara Berg, the assessor, come in and talk to us about taxes and assessed values, and we know, and I just want to tell people that the taxes are going to go up. You know, and
they're going to go up.
They're going to go up. So, to what percentage? You know, I don't roughly know what the percentage is going to be at the end, but it's anytime you raise taxes, it's not good, as we all know.
No one's ever a fan of it, but then there's always reasons why they have to happen.
Right. So
necessary.
But I just wanted to talk to a little bit. That was the main topic of the meeting last night, but like I said, the grants and stuff we approved and to move forward with. Just want to let everybody know we got a lot of projects coming on.
Yeah.
We got the water tank project coming up. That's going out for bids. So that'll be a big project, hopefully, that starts this summer. And then we got the assisted living we're moving forward with. That's another big project.
Yeah, because something was approved with that last night,
correct? Right.
Yeah,
so
with
it's
the Erdman Company.
Erdman Company. To start moving forward. And then we had also the FEMA projects that are going on right now that are continuing, and just a lot of work going on. We got 12 shovel ready projects ready to go, and
awesome.
And the value of over $10 million. So see what the government's going to do with that funding they said they have for infrastructure, so we'll be ready to apply. Like I said, I'll get Lance on here a little bit to talk about it. Not today, but...
Yeah, we'd love to have Lance come on. I'd like to learn more about the FEMA projects and what's going on with that as well.
So, and they're moving forward with them. Like I said, there's just... We have a lot of things going on in Lander. And my department heads are working hard, I'm telling you, so...
Speaking of department heads, we've got the Lander Police Chief Scott Peters here today. Scott, what's going on your end over here?
Town's going good. I don't think we have a mountain lion problem.
I know, yeah.
But to touch on that, yes, there was a sighting yesterday, but it was outside of McManus Park.
McManus, yeah.
Down by the river, which is not uncommon for most people if you know the mountains in the area. They occasionally do come down. The one thing to hit on is we've seen kind of an influx of people feeding animals, which... We highly do not want you to do that. I mean, for one, it's against ordinance. But when you feed animals, I mean, you end up bringing in predators.
Right.
And you don't realize that you're doing it because to you, you're feeding the deer that's in your backyard. Well, for one, it is illegal.
And could that potentially end up being something that the code enforcement officer will enforce at that if they see you feeding wildlife? Could that be something you get fined for potentially?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can. No, that's not our goal.
Right. You're not going to go around.
Our overall goal is not to cite. It's just to deter and let people know, you know what, if you're doing it, please stop.
Right.
Because they don't realize the outside presence of when you're feeding the deer and they're coming into town, well, the predators
follow what they eat.
Yep, exactly. They follow into town, and instead of the deer being in the mountains where they should be, they're all of a sudden we end up with mountain lions roaming the town looking for the deer.
And then, like you mentioned at last night's meeting, too, with the feral cat situation, it's probably not a good idea to be going out and feeding all of the feral cats out in the alleys, correct?
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah.
People don't realize that, especially with cats. You look at cats and say, oh, you know, how sweet, and, you know, they need something to eat. Well, I mean, when you start feeding cats, they will come back, especially mm-hmm. with feral cats. And I don't think people realize how quick feral cats reproduce.
Right.
Before you know it, we end up with an influx of feral cats in town.
And I know there's a group that goes out and tries to spay and neuter some of those feral cats, but they can only do so much.
Exactly. There is a group which is great. This is the first town or city I've actually seen a group doing that.
That is awesome.
But to be able to keep up with it, no matter how much, they're going to try to take care of the issue and they're helping. But if we keep feeding them and they keep reproducing, before you know it, it's going to be beyond help.
Right. And then it'll be a real issue, a real, real, real issue at that
yes.
point. Now, speaking of real, real, real issues, you're going to be leading the DUI task, or not leading, but you're going to be a part of the DUI task force for New Year's Eve this weekend, correct?
Yes, we'll be out in force again, same as we were on Labor Day. So you'll see across the whole county besides Lander, you'll see a large law enforcement presence. So you'll probably see lights, you'll probably see people being stopped. The whole point behind that, we've been advertising for the last several weeks, same way we did in Labor Day. We mm-hmm. advertised mm-hmm. we advertised probably 3 or 4 weeks beforehand, trying to get people, you know, to understand that, yeah, we will be out looking for impaired drivers, not only alcohol, but also drugs, to get them off the roads for the safety aspects. Now, our ultimate goal is not to arrest people. That's not what we want.
Right, right.
It'd be a total win if we had zero arrests.
Yeah, that's ideal.
But so what we're asking is, you know, be aware of it. Go out and have fun. Enjoy yourself. We're not, you know, by no means, you know, law enforcement saying we don't want you to have a drink with your friends. But you know what? Just don't get behind the wheel of a car.
Right. And in Lander, it's just, everything's walking distance in Lander. You know, it's 12 minutes to get from one side of town to the other. Is it really worth that DUI and then not getting out until Monday morning just because you couldn't walk?
Oh, absolutely.
10 blocks.
Absolutely not. I can't speak for other people. I really wouldn't think it'd be worth it. You know, it's just be responsible. That's all we're asking. In Fremont County, we've had an issue for decades when it comes to drunk driving, mm-hmm. is what we normally call it. But also what we have a real epidemic going on in the county is with drug driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about common sense. You know, you think of the illegal drugs, marijuana, methamphetamines, heroin, and so on. But, you know, you'd be astonished with how many people are taking prescription medications.
Yep.
And you don't realize it because, you know what, you go to the doctor, your doctor prescribes your medication, you think you're fine. Okay, but, you know, you need to understand, you know, if you take medications, be careful.
Yep.
Understand what you're taking. When there's that little label on the bottle that says do not drive.
Or operate heavy machinery here.
Yep.
Your Toyota's heavy machinery. It's yep. not a backhoe that they're telling you to not go operate. They're talking about your cars here.
Exactly. And, you know, just be responsible. That's all we ask. You know, and besides yourself, look out for others.
Yep.
I don't know how many times, you know, we've all seen it where we're out somewhere, you know, wherever, at a restaurant having a drink, and you see the person who's having a hard time, and then they come stumbling out and go walk into their car. You know what? Take the effort to say, you know what, don't. Don't do that. Don't drive.
Yeah. Now, ask them, is it worth it?
Yeah. Now, there's no, I mean, I'm not saying get in a confrontation or an argument with them,
right.
But you know what? Just tell them, you know what, if they decide to do it, that's when you call us. Because ultimately, you know what, you're going to protect somebody on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it comes down to. It comes down to is we lose too many people on our roads every year. And it's senseless. It's really a senseless act when it comes to, you know what, if you had a few to drink, no matter what it is, don't drive.
Right.
And that's the hardest part. You know what, even if you have a couple drinks or a drink, just don't get behind the wheel. Because a lot of folks, the majority of folks we deal with say, you know, I felt like I was perfectly fine.
Exactly. And then just the last thing, you may be perfectly fine, quote unquote, but then one little thing happens, darts out in front of the road, and then you swerve, and then next thing you know, you're not okay.
Yep. That's normally how it goes down. And then also from a law enforcement perspective, we have a zero tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our goal is not to arrest anybody, but you know what, if we encounter somebody who is impaired and behind the wheel, this is not the days of 50 years ago where they say, you know what, why don't you give me a ride home?
Right.
We have a zero tolerance. If
you made that choice, you gotta lay in that bed.
Exactly.
Now, I know, so there's a lot of things happening going into the new year. Mayor, was there anything else that you wanted to touch on before we let you guys get out
right,
of here?
Right, if I could touch on the frost line outside in the streets and stuff. You don't need to run your water yet. We'll let you know as soon as you do need to.
Okay.
When the frost drops, if we ever get enough frost to drop.
Right, at this point.
And that's, you know, if your house freezes up and your lines underneath your house or your trailer house freezes up, that's totally up to you whether you run that, but it wouldn't be a bad idea to insulate it next summer so you're ready to go so you don't have to worry about things like that and making sure that your pipes are insulated and things like that. So, but right now, the frost is not in the ground. That's the problem we have with the ice skating ring.
Exactly.
You know, people don't understand that. You know, I had a comment made to me that, well, these people put a 50-foot circle in their yard with their water and made an ice skating rink for their kids. Well, that's a lot different than the 20,000 square feet we're trying to spray down at the city park.
Right. And that has to be properly maintained
and taken care of. So it takes quite a bit to put an ice skating rink in, and we're sure sorry. We feel bad that we can't do it this year, but I think we need to just be respectful and next year, hopefully, we get snow and the cold weather that we need. And
the mayor has a lot of power, but you can't control the weather.
I can't do that. That's what's bad. So we'd have 5 foot of snow if I had my way.
Exactly.
But like I said, people just be understanding on that part. I mean, totally understand the comments and stuff. But I mean, season's about over. I mean, a couple more weeks and we're headed back to the spring.
Right.
So I think we need to remember that. And like I said, we're talking, you know, 100 square feet when people do it in their yards versus 20,000 square feet that we do at the park. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of treated water to make that ice skating ring happen. So a lot of time. They start, as soon as the weather gets cold, and my parks crews are starting 3 weeks before they're able to open the rink.
Yeah.
So, and we don't have the frost depth in the ground. The water's just going to go right on through.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like I said, you don't need to run your water if your pipes don't freeze and stuff, but we will let you know if the frost drops low enough. The guys keep me posted every week where the frost level line's at, and I'll let you know, Vince, and you can tell them, we better start running.
Okay.
And that way we allow,
I'm just so cautious and hesitant with that. The one time that I messed up and did it in the middle of the night, accidentally turned it off, pipes froze, and found out the next morning the hard way.
Yeah.
Luckily they didn't bust,
that's
but
it
is a whole day without 2 days without water,
right.
And yeah.
So like I said, there's lots of good things going on in the city, and I hope people stay informed and come and ask questions when they need to. There's no, bad question to ask.
Exactly.
So if you have concerns, let us know. We'll handle it the best way we can. So, like I said, I do appreciate it. Love to be here. Love my job, and love everybody that helps me out at the city. So things are going good.
Things are going good, and we appreciate you guys coming in and doing what you do, protecting the streets, especially going into the holiday. I mean, that's huge. There's going to be a lot of families out, so people think that it's fun party time, but keep in mind that it is a family time. There's a lot of students back from college right now. We got to play it safe. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thank you,
Vince.
Just make sure you have a designated driver this weekend.
That'd wise be a great words thing. From the mayor.
So, thank you, Vince. I appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Jason and Patty Beldez from the Wind River Native Advocacy Center here to promote their annual meeting, which is going to be on the 30th. Once again, after a quick word from our sponsor.